Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 and 20. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. When was the last time you saw someone rise from the dead? Never. And you have to admit, Jesus' resurrection is one big, difficult pill to swallow. So why is it so important to believe that Christ is risen? Because faith without fact is a lie, and hope without history is hopelessness. If Jesus' bones are dust in a tomb, then Christians are the most pitiful people on the planet, because they are wasting their lives. They trust in a man who is not the Savior he said he was, who did not rise again as he promised, and who cannot do a thing for their future because he is dead. Even the Bible admits that if Christ is still dead, Christians are dead wrong. But do you know what else the Bible admits? Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Indeed, there is no doubt. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is something that happened in history, unlike any other thing that has happened. But like every other event in history, the resurrection is an historic fact. And Jesus won't be the only one who rises from the dead. Our Bible reading for today says that when he rose, he was the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. First fruits are the very first fruits that you harvest. Christ is the first to rise from the dead, but not the last. Jesus' resurrection is God's guarantee that there are more resurrections to come, including everyone who trusts in Jesus for forgiveness and eternal life. May that include you. Risen Lord, give me confidence in your resurrection and joyful anticipation of my own resurrection. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.